final hour on this final broadcast of this week, first week of the new year. We're back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, next week, for a few of the days, Jason Burmes is here in town. He'll be sitting in with a lot of important and informative guests coming up. Now, I want to go back to Alan Watt. Alan, we've been having riveting, informative discussion here. People that say we're being negative, we're not. It's like looking out your window and seeing a storm coming in. Somebody says, what's the weather? Oh, a storm's coming in. Oh, don't be negative. All we're doing is covering the facts here, the reality. You alluded about 15 minutes ago to the carbon footprint, the allotted amount of creds you'll have on your card. All of this is admitted. You know, even if you, quote, have wealth, you won't be able to spend it because it'll be past your carbon footprint. And, of course, that will all be selectively enforced. I mean, this is the total controlled society with the technology to try to carry it out. So can you speak more about life under the carbon footprint, which they're now bringing in? Obama says you'll have weekly, monthly visits to your farm, your home. You'll get special permits to do any changes to your house. The cows, $170 tax, soda, you know, but then all foods, satellite boxes in all your cars, taxing you as you drive. They're now saying it all, everything we warned people about that was in the planning documents we saw decades ago. We're now here in this continuum from the early elites forming and the scientific dictatorship several thousand years ago to now. How far along on that continuum towards what they believe is their end game are we? Are we 80% there, 90% there?
I think we're probably 90% there. That's why it is in the open now, and they're not really concerned. They have all of the classes they need. As I say, it's mainly academia on their side. They fund so many of the big corporations, even with the bailouts, the corporations must do as they're told as well and go along with this. Everyone is being paid off, bought off, or simply blackmailed to go along with this whole agenda. And it's the academia does it willingly. So they're not bothered about the general public whatsoever. In fact, the general public are still watching all the trivia that's doled out to them, as they said they'd do, to keep them happy and entertained. But you're quite right with this whole carbon thing. See, man is the problem, according to them. There's too many of us. And everything that we need or use gives off carbon in the manufacturing, even down to creating a house for you to live in, is a problem. And that's another way they're getting people off the land. They started voluntary programs to come in and test your house from the government. The government would put so much money towards you, re-insulating it, etc. And that scheme was to get us all used to the idea of government coming in and testing our houses to see if they were worthy enough to stand up or be knocked down. And eventually that will become mandatory. They want the people off the land, according to Agenda 21, the United Nations program, into these big overcrowded cities, and that's where they plan to contain us. That ties right in with why they have not been upgrading the main cities for many, many years. They're in a mess. The roads are a mess. They admitted in Toronto, for instance, it would be almost cheaper to build a brand new city than to fix the sewage systems, the roads, and so on, than to be easier to start from scratch. In other words, they don't intend to maintain those cities. These have to be simply to contain the public for a period of 30 to 40 years until the public are pretty well all dead and gone. Now, the whole carbon idea came up from a big think tank that works with all the other big think tanks, well-funded, interconnected with them, and that's the Club of Rome. And the founders of the Club of Rome wrote a book in the 1990s, but they said in the 1970s they were the ones that came up with the idea to unite the planet under and claim that mankind was having a war on the Earth itself, and therefore man was the problem, and they came up with the whole idea of the carbon.
And it's a sick joke because we're a carbon-based life form. Everything on this planet is carbon-based, and they're saying it's going to be a toxic waste, but all their genetic engineering, all their toxic waste dumping, that's okay. It's only carbon dioxide and other gases that come off of life forms, which is all part of the life cycle. They're waging war on the life cycle itself and saying they're going to micromanage and tax every facet. The power to tax is the power to destroy. It is a tax on the life-giving gas itself.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, I wanted to give Alan a little time to talk about any issues he thinks are most important instead of just my questions and our analysis back and forth. Before we do that, I want to tell you who's made this show possible today, and these are great products that I fully endorse, use, and believe in. Number one is Akola Blue. Akola Blue is just an amazing, high-quality atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself with 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours, 7.5 gallons. That's your smaller unit. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And then it goes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, and a taste and food removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by antibacterial fungal UV light. ECOLOBlue.com. It's up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv. ECOLOBlue.com or 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. Akola Blue. Absolutely fabulous, folks. And we surely hope that you'll check them out today. Another great sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the highest quality storable foods for the price out there. No GMO foods. They have a lot of videos, free videos you can watch or audios you can listen to at the website eFoodsDirect.com. And you need to give them a call because self-sufficiency is the key. And if you're buying seeds, moving to the country, gearing up to be self-sufficient, moving out of the cities, which I think is advisable for those that can, to face what's coming, may not even have time. This is something you can have now that you know is a backup, lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control. EFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Again, EFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Okay, Alan Watt, if you want to continue with carbon footprint, finishing what you were trying to say before we got cut off by break. And then the chemtrails overall, I'm looking at satellite photos on the major weather sites. I'm looking at the whole world now, and I've gone back, because they have archives, as you know, but the listeners may not, of the skies 5, 10, 15 years ago. It wasn't there. Now, not just the major cities like 5 years ago, but all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over Australia, but even some in third world countries, but it's mainly in the West. It's just covered with the trails. They're now at a couple thousand feet in Austin. They stay there for hour after hour. Everybody's getting sick. Major news media has been testing it and finding barium salts, weird fibers, aluminum oxide, all of this. So I'd like you to speak to the chemtrails as well.
Yes. Get back to the footprints, the carbon ones. They're adding taxis onto air flights now, too. Because the future, you see, they're going to ban, basically, tourism. That will be no longer necessary. You won't be able to travel to any country without it being required for business or work-related. That's the system they're bringing into.
And that'll all be selectively enforced. When you go travel places, you see, I'll never forget, and I'm going to let you continue, but you just bring up points. About 15 years ago, before I was even on air, I was out at Hamilton Pool, this cenote, this caved-in underground cave, you know, beautiful, looks like something out of Tarzan, deep water, big snapping turtles and fish. And I was playing hooky from college, and I was there with a girlfriend laying out on the pebbles, you know, on a summer day, and these Nature Conservancy people showed up, and then they were making eugenics comments and going, I can't believe they allow people even here. I can't believe they even allow humans here. And they were just looking at us with anger. And then suddenly you saw the park rangers acting like that and this whole culture that we've got to be controlled and herded into cities. So I just wanted to add that point that we're not even under the official UN plans going to be allowed in more than half of the United States on their maps alone. You will be shot if you enter it. And people didn't believe me. And then in 1999, I'll never forget, I don't remember the exact issue. I showed it on my local TV show many times and covered it on air for like a month. It was talking about an area in Asia. I want to say Burma. And it said huge national, international biosphere, UN World Heritage Sites. Hundreds of thousands of acres were off limits, and it showed soldiers with M16s, and it said, if the locals try to enter to even get water or even get firewood, they are shot. And so that model's already going. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. And getting back to the housing, they will be coming around the houses and testing it for leakage, because if you can't heat your house efficiently and contain the heat and use very little fuel, etc., they're basically going to kick you out of that home. And
banning fireplaces, banning space heaters already in Europe, moving to do that in Canada. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, so that's the whole agenda. So through the force of law and using the power of the purse, as I call it, they'll force this whole agenda through.
And cars, airplanes, farms, ranches, space heaters, homes, food, every facet, micromanage and taxed.
Yes, absolutely. That's the big stick, and people... we've been trained from birth to always go along with laws, and don't question it. Everyone else goes along with the laws, so why can't you? That's what they say to you if you object.
Well, take the animal ID. The animal ID. I mean, it's just so incredible. They just mail them around to people. It wasn't even a law, except in two states, federal, and they just say, fill out this contract and sign it. And they sign away their farm and ranch, and now they're finding out they just gave the government an easement and control.
That's correct. So what we're up against here is such incredible organization. That's what really hits anyone who goes into this field of study and research. The incredible organization that's micromanaged right down to the lowest level on every particular area or facet of living. That's what strikes you as overwhelming. And it isn't until you realize this has been on the go for such a long time that explains why they're all interconnected. When Margaret Thatcher left as the Prime Minister of Britain, she said that she now belonged to the parallel government. She called it the parallel government. It's made up of ex-prime ministers, presidents, and high officials of all countries. She says, we really run the show. And I just noticed today that Tony Blair and Merkel is over there with Sarkozy talking about this new economic system they're bringing in. So Tony Blair, even though he's an ex-prime minister, is doing more behind the scenes than he could possibly do when he was the front man as the prime minister. He belongs to the parallel government.
He's now graduated to the real government.
Yes.
Which itself takes orders while the public's focused on the front dummy puppets. And I meant to get to that story. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. They're saying a new capitalism with what you said 30 minutes ago, where the government pays all the corporations who in turn pay the people total control.
That's correct. So therefore, government will achieve the objective it was set up to do a long time ago, where they'll be into your personal account and it will be used as a control factor on what you do, where you go, what you spend your money on. In fact, they can take fines right out of your bank account if you break some carbon law or whatever.
Finland's been doing that. Finland's been doing that for 16, 17 years, where your parking ticket is according to how much money you have, and if you're wealthier, they take more. It's a class thing they did to sell the public. But now it's for carbon footprint, and everything you buy and sell is tracked, and they compare that, and they say it's the world model according to how much money you make, so they can tell if you're not paying taxes or have a black market job.
That's correct. They're making refrigerators now that will read every item that's put in that fridge, and literally it can get in touch with the supermarket to reorder, but it can also obviously get in touch with the government and let them know everything that you have.
They will know
if all that you have food-wise comes from your ration, your quota, and if you're above that, they'll want to know where you got it from.
Yes, it reads the RFID, and they're by law they're trying to make it where all refrigerators will have this within 5 years. And then now this big Masonic hospital organization, I saw the story 2 weeks ago, where the old people, if they aren't eating enough food or it's scanning their food, they go ahead and come and, you know, take them away to be put in a home or hospice. And then they're also going to track with the school lunch program where you swipe your card. They're already CPSing children because even if they bring their own lunch, it has to be entered in. And then they say, you weren't feeding your child healthy food. We're taking them.
That's right. And getting back to this parallel government, I mean, Professor Carl Quigley talked about this in his book, Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American Establishment, two books. He said that the parallel government runs with technocrats. Now, Blair now is a technocrat like Brzezinski or Maurice Strong or Kissinger. And he said that the prime ministers and presidents can take the heat for the policies of government. He says, but the real work is done behind the scenes with technocrats who are not responsible to the public. They're not elected by the public.
His whole life, Blair's whole life, Clinton's whole life, they finally graduate into real government.
Yes. And we're seeing it now. And why is the media even so concentrated on ex-prime ministers and ex-presidents? It's out in the open now that they are part of this important parallel government that's interlinked, interwoven completely with all of the big foundations that all work in concert. They're all on the same agenda. And they even have foundations which go out to make sure there's consensus building within every organization. So they're all on board, on track, with the same politically correct agendas.
Simply stunning, Alan Watt. Briefly, chemtrails, they seem to be intensifying.
They are intensifying. I noticed it in Ontario when they really started hitting us in 10 years ago, exactly, in fact, it was. And they were much lower at the time. It was all over the sky. The scary part is that most people didn't even see this. It was much, much lower. There were wide, thick trails, maybe 10 planes at a time. And the average person that watches TV and is dumbed down thought nothing of it. But we this goes back to how we're always years behind what they tell us. It's only now they're saying we're thinking of seeding the air with chemicals to curb global warming. Well, they've been doing something for 10 years, and I don't think it's got anything to do with global warming. In fact, those who watch this notice that when they heavily spray an area, it heats up underneath because the tiny refractors in the metals act like mirrors. And
they're trying to heat. They're trying to heat. And yeah. I think they knew the sun was about to cool off, and I'm not saying they're good, but they actually need to heat the earth. Then they're trying to restrict carbon. Alan Watt, let's finish up with chemtrails, then go right to calls. Michael, Joe, Bill, Mark. Michelle, Michael, Danny, and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter-C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
I don't know how anybody out there watching couldn't visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com 5-6 times a day and spread the word. I mean, the stories here. Obama's energy czar, socialist agent for a new world order. Air Force creates counter blog response to plan and quell dissent inside the United States, openly targeting propaganda against the American people. The Marines announced publicly yesterday, yes, we're going to fight the American people. I didn't even cover that article where they're announcing they're going to engage in combat in America, not even against Al-Qaeda, which they claim, the American people. It is just unbelievable, the type of things. And things are going so fast now, Alan, you and I can hardly even respond to all of it. And everything we said is happening because we were just reading the Globalist own documents before they were widely disseminated.
Yes, that's the whole trick of it. The public have been, unfortunately, well trained with scientific indoctrination. The television is not something to be entertained with. It's the greatest tool the elite have ever had. You can't listen to truth and think about the truth and dissect it for yourself and switch on the TV and get lost for an hour on some other topic, because whatever you're learning is going to be eradicated from your mind. It is a scientific tool. It's been put to an incredible effect. But they're also doing they're going into the ELF warfare techniques now Brzezinski talked about in his book Between Two Ages. He mentioned the technotronic era in that book, and the technotronic era was a technique that would be used on the general population. He meant worldwide, where they'd get their opinions and ideas coming to them, but they'd have no idea where it was coming from. And he was talking about really ELF technology, and they are putting up antennas in some of the big cities. I've got photographs here, some of them in the process of being built, in fact. And they have their own transponders down below. And these things are unlike the ones they use for cell phones, and I think this is all part of the network to control the minds of the public. Now, this stuff is well proven. It works very well. It can put you into a state of apathy or aggression or depression. Or aggression very easily.
By the way, a mainstream publication 2 weeks ago came out, and it's been in the Baltimore Sun as well, and said DARPA has these ultrasound alone can calm you or make you angry, and they said we're going to start doing this for the public.
That's right.
We're just going to put towers up, and you know, but it's to fight Al-Qaeda, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. They're actually going ahead and building them and putting them up in preparedness for the times ahead, which will not be
pleasant. Well, Alan, what are we going to do when a cop shoots an unarmed man in the back on the ground? We've got to turn these on and calm everybody down, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the whole... you see, again, it goes back to this whole idea that we're just animals and there's nothing spiritual about you. You have no soul, no nothing. You're just a contained brain, and they call it endless loops inside your own brain. That's what they teach in university.
And they also give us doublethink. They go, well, all these people die when they get tasered, but that's just a syndrome. People just happen to die at the same time they're tasered. It's not the taser.
Yes.
Now they might say,
yeah.
Now they might
say, allergic to it, you see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now when we shoot you, maybe it's a syndrome. Maybe the bullet didn't do it.
That's it. That's right. And so they can rationalize, and they are. They're using every kind of rationalization, almost mockingly today, to justify what they can do, because they're given all power. They know they have all power to do as they wish. They've raised a generation that's willing to use all of these this technology and weaponry on the public. They've been brought up playing the video games. There's no morality in a video game. It's get to the other side and kill us.
And they condition us with all the violence they constantly show on TV to accept it. And this segment's almost over. I want to come back and go directly to calls. You got cut off on the last segment with the chemtrail comments. Go ahead.
Yes, the chemtrails, I'll tell you, it probably has many, many different functions, I'm sure. It definitely makes people apathetic and tired. That's been well noted. And I've been watching this for years, and talking to hundreds of people over the years on it, where they're heavily sprayed. And as you say, the fallout, the physical fallouts, even in the bronchial tubes and the long-lasting infections, etc., are well noted. Every pharmacist in the country knows what his best-selling products are. Go in and ask the pharmacist, and he'll tell you it's the bronchodilators and expectorants and so on, and antibiotics that are really being pushed for the last 10 years. To do with this spraying. He might not mention the spraying, he might not know himself, but he knows what he sells off the shelves. And so the ones at the top who advocated this, they treat us like children. They call us children. You cannot tell the children what we're doing to them. It's for their own benefit, poor souls, but we don't want to scare them. They know, probably right down to the smallest iota, how many people will die off with this, with respiratory problems.
And then we call it allergies. People who never had them suddenly can't breathe or sick all the time. Suddenly, I saw a report last year that women's lung cancer is up 7 times what it was a decade ago. And they go, that's all right. We'll have a little cancer group for you and make you feel like you're a little movie star. Now you're going to die and go in a coffin. Bye-bye. We love you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alan, cutintothematrix.com is his website. Be sure and check out the audios, the materials, the videos, things that are available there. And be sure and support Alan Watt and the work he's doing. Be sure and support our work as well and all the documentary films that I have made. I've made 20 of them and produced another. Actually produced two, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change, Final Cut. Fabled Enemies is the latest 9/11 film, and we learn more as time goes on. This is an open and shut case about how the establishment carried out the attacks. The Money Masters, how the bankers got total control, 3.5-hour film, 1995. Really the Rosetta Stone of understanding the overall in-game agenda. If I had to say you see one film to understand their total agenda and their program, this film, In-Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. This is the latest film I made, and I just can't even describe the film. You've got to see it. It's cinema verite. It's fast paced. It 30, 40 world leaders confronted, Willie Nelson interviewed, Martin Sheen interviewed, George Carlin interviewed. I mean, the list just goes on and on to try to describe everything that is in this film. Bill Clinton confronted, David Rockefeller confronted, John McCain, Barack Obama, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just an incredible film. The 9/11 Chronicles, folks, need to have this documentary. Again, available at Infowars.com, and Alan's stuff's all available at CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. I want to go to your calls now for those that have been patiently holding for the balance of this Friday edition and try to move quickly through them. I appreciate everybody being patient. Let's talk to Michael in Chicago. You're on the air with Alan Watt. Michelle, excuse me, I read that wrong. Michelle in Chicago, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller. I've probably woke up maybe about 2 years ago, started watching the 9/11 films, and I was a big watcher of TV before, and now that I'm seeing it after waking up to everything that's going on, it's so obvious the brainwashing that these people are broadcasting to everybody, and it's just so disheartening to watch it happen and listen to them mock truthers as conspiracy theorists and just dismiss everything that they're saying and make it into a big joke. And it's such a ridiculous thing that the media is so ridiculous that people just don't pay attention to it. And they're apathetic, and they just don't care.
But that's what they mean at a certain level of programming. That's why they came out and said that the number two in Al Qaeda had been killed 14 separate times
and then
never retracted. Okay,
no.
last time we didn't really kill him, but this time we did.
People don't even care. They don't even remember what happened 2 years ago.
But they
care about is the current stats that are going on right now. All these election things, they don't talk about the issues. They talk about the numbers.
But the point
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm going to get Alan's take on this. I've just noticed they do this. They're making the propaganda ridiculous to make people almost tune out and then just disregard all information where it's all just kind of a background noise. Alan, what do you call that tactic?
It works with dystopia, they call it, where they do almost mind-bond you with conflicting reports until you don't trust your own logic anymore. That's part of the process. Most people will simply switch off to any further news on that topic. In fact, they'll switch right out. And that's a technique that's used in neuroscience on the public, yeah.
Yeah, they did that with rats and then higher primates. And I had a Marine call in. I was familiar with a study where they take a puppy and shock it on a plate, and it's got its food. Every time it goes to the food, it shocks it. And finally, it just rolls over and waits to die.
Yeah, so whenever it mentions the same topic again, you'll just automatically say, well, you're paranoid, you're a conspiracy theorist. And abelia is a main one, too. It's no memory. People have no memory, and they think in bits and bytes. Little clips on the media come in short bursts now, and that's the attention span of most people. They can't concentrate for more.
They've reduced it by design. Anything else, Michelle?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Alex. You're very brave, to say the least.
Listen, this is not a figure of speech, Michelle. I'm not brave now, ma'am. I'm just doing my job. Literally, I'm not brave. How would I not discover a scientific technocracy that is completely psychopathic and enjoys destroying my species and my children's future? How would I not aggressively fight it with everything I've got and try to build some media system to at least counter it? I mean, how would I would be mindlessly brave if I knew this and just said, forget it. Alan, can you speak to that?
It's true. I mean, every animal on the planet, even insects, will try and defend themselves. A mouse will actually scratch the nose of a cat rather than just get eaten or to save its young. And we have the same abilities here, only we've been so dumbed down and made to be apathetic. This is, again, a scientific technique of indoctrination, of obeyance to authority, that we allow them to take the next step and the next step to our own extinction. And we can't allow that to happen. We can't allow it to happen. We have the right to exist on this planet as much as anyone who believes he's an elitist does. And they are no more valued than we are. That's a fact.
And I appreciate your call, Michelle. I'd love to keep you on longer. I love all these callers. We've got to get to everybody who at least is holding. I mean, that is the basic facts of this, what Alan just said. And they have taught us to not have our survival instinct or to turn it on and off. When they say turn it off, it's not okay to stand up and fight back. Like in England where they arrest you, if somebody's raping your wife and you punch them, you go to jail, the rapist doesn't. That's on record. Or if somebody's robbed you three times, they come in to kill you, you stab them, you go to jail. Or if you push somebody out a window and they're attacking you, you go to jail. They're saying you are not to protect yourself because it's a criminal class running things they want. I mean, it's kind of like when you some really expensive snakes, they amputate the guinea pig's legs and defang it, you know, take its teeth out so it can't bite the snake when the snake eats it because they don't want the snake to be hurt. Or they'll drug the guinea pig with a drug that doesn't affect the snake so the guinea pig doesn't hurt it. We've been neutralized to be like a guinea pig. It's had its eyes gouged out, its teeth pulled out, its legs cut off, dropped into the snake. And that's what this social Darwinism is. And that's what carbon taxing is, teaching us we're bad. They take our own survival instinct and say, if the Earth's going to survive, we've got to kill ourselves. They're teaching us our own survival system. Our own survival propulsion system is a thought crime.
They are, and I was reading an article recently from the United Nations about the idea of power and total power, where they say that eventually the world governmental system will be the only authorized authority that can legally use violence. And that's what it's all about. So anyone beneath that, all your family squabbles and so on, or robbers coming into your house, that just happens amongst the animals. You're all animals. We see you as one big mass, and therefore we can't allow you to use violence yourself. Even to
and they call that the power monopoly of
that's
force.
That's right, yeah.
That's in a Unitaire document, July 7th, 2001, where they said that's why the American people must be armed. And the bill has been introduced by the Democrats. Barack Obama, if they pass it, is set to sign it, where the Attorney General can ban any and all guns simply by uttering the word ex cathedra. Literally as God Emperor. I mean, this you can't make it up. It's up on InfoWars.com now in the News and Focus archive, or featured story archive. Let's go to another caller here. This isn't a drill, folks. This is for real. This is happening. Let's go ahead and talk. Joe hung up. Bill in Illinois and then others. Bill, you're on the air with Alan Watt.
Hi, gentlemen. I was hoping that we could just roll into the weekend and give people some hope. I know that all the information that comes out is really paralyzing and scary to most people, but the more you dive into it and see what's going on and try to wake people up and knock them out of their comas, I'm seeing a groundswell of people waking up in the Chicagoland area, and everybody is being laid off. They're trying to figure out how they're going to make rent or put food on the table, and now's the time when people are paying attention. And now's the time where we can all start to organize and provide solutions and start a blog or make videos or pass mm-hmm. out your DVDs and get people to be awake.
Well, I agree, but here's an analogy, and we'll get Alan's comment and then let you counter-comment. If someone is taking this information we're giving as paralyzing, they shouldn't. The establishment, through chemicals, through the media, through the television, through the culture, because then we pick up the propaganda and regurgitate, then that gives it with the pheromone activation, you know, in the true third dimension, the reality trigger in the mind. But that gets into some more sophisticated issues that I've seen. We have to understand that it's like they've given us a big shot of a sedative, okay? And then this show is literally a shot of adrenaline where you're laying on a railroad track, you've been shot up full of Thorazine, you can't get up. Alan Watt and I are coming in with adrenaline going, you know, to where you can actually get up and get off the track. And so we're just telling you the full truth, folks, so you know what you're facing. Okay, because if people are being paralyzed by this, I mean, I don't know about you in my life, but I mean, Alan, when somebody starts swinging at you, I don't feel paralyzed. I go into gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must do. Again, this is a war, and when you realize it is a war strategy and you're in it, whether you like it or not, then you have to fight back with all that you can do, no matter what it is, and don't be overwhelmed by it. This has been on the go before we were born. I mean, you realize it's always a long-term system, long-term goals, then you're still in the battle. It's not over until the fat lady sings. And
yeah, you can't opt out of this. You can't opt out of this. You were born into this.
Yes, and what you have to do, too, is realize those things which are paralyzing you, those things which are numbing your brain, like the television, and stop watching it, start reading. getting into the factual information that is put out by the authorities themselves. You can find the stuff. It's all over the place. And realize this is all very, very real. What can I do? And start doing something. I started off handwriting stuff and photocopying stuff and sending it out to hundreds of people who had a voice when I had none. And that's the sort of thing that you have to do. You have no option but to do something. And you are an active combatant in this system, whether you like it or not, because the elite have declared war upon you.
Well, that's what I do. I try to bring people that I respect and I think have information that's needed to this large platform, the biggest in alternative media. And that's why this platform is so precious, folks, and why we need your financial support. Because we're trying to do, you know, this isn't a very big operation compared to the establishment. It's tiny. But compared to the Liberty Movement, this is about as big and as strong as it gets. And it's very expensive. And so please buy the books and videos. Donate. I'm glad to see that the auction there is over $45,000 for the bullhorn. I had no idea it would go that high. But that is very, very exciting. And doesn't close out till next Wednesday night, so we'll see what happens with that. But, sir, go ahead. Anything else you wanted to add there briefly, Bill? I agree with you. Now is the time that people are finally, while the new world order is finally emerging, and by the way, Governor Blagojevich has been impeached by the Illinois House, and he faces trial now in the Senate. Go ahead.
Alex, I was just going to add that, and I've said this before, the old saying of we are the ones we've been waiting for. I thank you. You guys actually have posted some of my videos on your site this week, and I encourage people to check out How to Stop the New World Order. It's Alex and David Icke giving you some information. It's hard-hitting, and hopefully it'll inspire you to get off your butts and to start becoming an active member.
Thank you, sir. Got to move on to other callers. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take another one here. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and hello to you, and hello to Alan. Alex, I want to just mention quickly, as a quick aside here to my main body of my call, really, if you can, I would urge you to have another money bomb as soon as possible. I figure you've probably got a very limited amount of artifacts there, which would probably all auction very well. But if that be the case, perhaps that will take the place of a money bomb for a time. But whatever it takes, Alex, in order for you to be able to do your job unhindered by lack of funds at this point, because they're really up in the ante faster than, well, like you say, sometimes it takes your breath away these days. They're moving so fast. And they are pulling everything off the shelf at one time, using it all at one time in order to overwhelm us at this point. This is their strategy. I firmly believe that. But, Alan, you know, the ultra elite, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the English royalty and the royalty of the Netherlands, the Vatican black Jesuit sect, they've been promised by their god, whom they call Lucifer, that they're going to inherit the earth. And he has the name of Satan now, and he is the devil. But they do his bidding in order to get this deal of inheriting the whole earth eternally. And, of course, the destruction and or aberration of all of God's creation on this planet is the devil's bidding. So we see that. But they're so under the illusion of Satan, the master of illusion, that they don't realize that, as the Bible prophesizes, they will fall completely in their efforts and completely fail to accomplish their efforts and actually are going to burn eternally in hell.
They're
not going to destroy it all.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the question part of it, Alex, is, Alan, you know, to your knowledge, who is the elite Maximus these humans are above the usual most well-known villains that I've mentioned?
Well, you may be closer to a truth than you realize. There's definitely a power in this world that's making itself manifest through these people. And one of the symptoms of it is the fact that you can't get so many thousands of workers working towards this new world order, this planned horror society, where they're all like clones of each other on every single topic. That in itself is not normal. It's unnatural. So there's definitely something working through them. It's up to the individuals who do the study to figure out what it is.
Well, people call it spirituality, but they've proven the sixth sense. They've proven that we're only seeing a thin band of the full spectrum, and the sixth sense or Aborigines always know when their mother dies, they can be 3,000 miles away in a mine, and they come out, and every time, you know, like, say an Australian said, my mother just died, fly me out there, and they're always right. I mean, and I've experienced things like that. And it's true, the elite are tied together by almost like a spiritual broadcasting system. It's like they're downloading the same evil directory. What is that, Alan, in your opinion?
Well, you went into ancient writings, even before what we know as the Bible was written. They did talk about a war in the heavens and in the earth. This is pre-Hebrew. And it wasn't over. It would last for thousands and thousands, maybe millions of years before the next clash would come along. And it was, again, written about in the Zoroastrian mysteries later on, to do with good and evil itself, always in battle with each other. And it's up to the individual, as I say, how they interpret this. But all you can really do, ultimately, is to interpret it according to your own personal life's experience.
That's yeah, I can tell you how the elite interpret it. They're kind of along the fifth element line.
Mm-hmm.
And they worship.
But they do understand both sides and how to manipulate both sides of it, too.
Well, that's the Illuminati mystery religion, is the balance that they believe in. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Michael, Dan, and Scott, final call straight ahead with the always intriguing Alan Watt. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Jam in. We're going to jam in a few final calls here at the end. Before I do that, I wanted to tell the listeners about another one of the sponsors that made this show possible. Great product, mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. It's a really high-quality unit that's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get the emergency power backup kit, the power source 1800 power plant, a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. MySolarBackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Also, again, the website, MySolarBackup.com, it's a great unit. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Want to plug that in the rebroadcast with Russell Means, one of the biggest Native American leaders in the country, about the Palestine situation. Then we had Bob Chapman on, and, of course, Alan Watt, restreaming until Sunday when we're live at InfoWars.com and the free podcast that 120,000 people plus are subscribing to each day for free at InfoWars.com. In closing, I want you to visit CuttingToTheMatrix.com and we'll throw that up on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen right now for you. And buy some of Alan Watt's books and videos, because he's barely scraping by and just does such important work, and so that's why we have him here. So be sure and support him there at the site by actually buying some of the books and videos. He's got it all up there for free, too, but you need to purchase some of this and have hard copies and support him. Okay, let's jam in a few final calls here. Michael in Mass, quick question for Alan Watt.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Pretty good.
I wanted to bring up a topic for kind of deep, I don't know, deep conversation, see if you can get deep and sophisticated on this one. The document called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Colonel Alexander.
Absolutely. To me, that document, I mean, that's basically the Rosetta Stone for the New World Order plan. I mean,
No. They're cell towers. They're chemtrails. We're being hit with silent, soft-kill weapons.
Absolutely. It's all in there. You know, I'm sure, you know, you guys probably weren't prepared for like a real deep convo on this, but I was hoping that maybe in the future, you know, you guys could get together for like...
Sir, we're totally prepared, but we got 2 minutes left.
All right. Well, Alan, what do you think?
Yeah, as Brzezinski said it in the Technotronic era, he mentioned this technology briefly, but it's been set up for a lot. It's old technology, but they're now setting up the equipment publicly in high concentration areas. And it will be used during the coming riots.
I've been trying to...
Go ahead.
I've been trying to kind of talk to a lot of... I live in Massachusetts, and there's, you know, a huge Masonic community in this particular state. And I'm trying to explain to a lot of these people that, you know, they don't always tell you the truth, even if you are an initiate. And I try to explain... And I want to know if I'm accurate when I say this. Most of the symbology has two meanings, and they use the dual meanings for psychological profiling.
Or more. Let me explain how it works in a nutshell. We got to end the show, and I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry to the other callers. I promise next time Alan on, you call and say you got cut off, you'll go to the head of the line, and we'll let Alan close the show out with his comment on this. It's triple, quadruple meaning. The porch masons, the masons, you can argue they were taken over, they're always bad. It's meant to control good men. And so later, as higher-level masons, they make them write out, what would you do in this situation? What would you do in that situation? If you're a good person, they say, oh, good, you're one of us, but they shelve you. If you're evil, they raise you up and elevate you. Alan Watt, closing comments on that.
Well, they ask them at the top, do you want to be have the crown or do you want to be a servant? So when it takes the crown, is put off to the sidelines. Everything's a test, yeah.
Absolutely. Anything else, Alan?
Yes, the lower masons, as Pike said, are just the outer portico. They're no different than, they know no more than the general public, but they're useful idiots.
Alan Watt, great talking to you. We'll talk to you again in the near future. God bless.
And you too.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Rebroadcast starts one place, InfoWars.com, right now. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay with us. Have a great weekend. Great.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.